At number one. And that'll wrap things up for the program today. All of the music you heard is available at singingnewsstore.com. Again, that's singingnewsstore.com. If you have a request for a future program, please give us a call on our 24-hour request line at 1-800-452-1473. Coming up next week, we'll be recapping some of the highlights of the National Quartet Convention and the Singing News Fan Awards. You don't want to miss it. I'm Rodney Balcom. Thank you for listening today. Remember, the gospel is the good news. Let's all strive to know him and to make him known. And we'll look for you again next week right here, Lord willing, with more of the Gospel Greats.
Neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up!
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
Can't get rid of that lingering, musty smell? Does your family avoid the basement like the plague?
I'm Brent Montre, owner of Tri-State Basement Repair. Don't let your basement stay musty. I started with the goal of helping people in southern Wisconsin solve their basement water issues in a friendly, comfortable way. So if that smell makes your family run, call Tri-State Basement Repair today. Get to the root causes of your wet basement. 877-4-WET-FIX, online at tristatebasementrepair.com. Tri-State Basement Repair, our family helping your family.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Did you know there may be a way to stop taking pain meds every day and feel better than you have in years? For over 70 years, the Richland Chiropractic Clinic has specialized in natural, drug-free options to help you find your quality of life again. Our doctors treat patients of all ages and take most insurance plans. Don't have insurance? No problem. We offer a medical discount program for uninsured patients. Need a federal exam for your CDL? We can get that done and keep you on the road. Give us a call at Richland Chiropractic Clinic, 647-6211. Let us help you back into your health.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use Switch Assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Total Wireless is made to totally keep up with you. We now have unlimited data that never slows you down, covered by the Verizon 5G network, and all for less than $30 a month when you get four lines. And the best part? We give you a free Samsung Galaxy A54 5G when you switch to the Total 5G Plus Unlimited plan. Visit your local Total Wireless store today. Total Wireless, we're totally with you. Actual speeds may vary by location. For data management practices, see TotalWireless.com.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Baldwin.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here.
So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Ballwig. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, high pressure continues to be parked all the way from Nebraska and Iowa through Wisconsin, clear up to the area northeast of the Great Lakes, giving us dry weather and all the sunshine. That'll continue through tomorrow. Meanwhile, the low pressure system associated with the remnants of Hurricane Helene still swirling over the Ohio Valley and the eastern Tennessee Valley, and that'll move away from us gradually. This week ahead is going to be very dry once again in our area, really hardly any precipitation in sight. Just a cold front coming through Monday night could bring a few sprinkles to parts of far northeast Wisconsin, over into lower Michigan. A second system coming through right around Thursday, but again, right now does not look to be producing much, just a wind shift and a little bit cooler air behind it. Our temperatures overall warmest today and tomorrow, then again back to more seasonal conditions, although still a little bit above normal for the rest of the week. So today's sunny skies, high temperature about 81, northeast wind up to 10. Clear tonight with patchy fog later, low 52. Tomorrow one last warm day with mostly sunny skies, high of 82. Southeast to south wind picking up to 7 to 14. And Tuesday mostly sunny, breezy and cooler, low 52, high of only 65. Northwest wind kind of gusty at 10 to 20. As we head into Wednesday, patchy frost possible early, otherwise mostly sunny and turning breezy. Lows in the upper 30s for the most part, high of 72. Thursday mixed skies, low 46, high 72. Friday mostly sunny and pretty nice, low 39, high 69. Next Saturday looks mostly sunny, turning breezy, low at 36 with a high of 71. Slight chance of a light shower coming in later at night. Have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced. Excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you, and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It is a sunny 51 degrees, now 52. We're up from a morning high of 48. A morning low, excuse me, of 48. Yesterday, we had a high of 82 degrees and no precipitation. Record high for this day was set in 1953 at 91, while a record low of 24 was set in 1967. Last year on this day, our high was 77, our low 55. Sunset today will be at 6:47, while sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:57. No precipitation. The barometer is up to 30.11, and we have light north winds. Again, it's 52 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's news this morning is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, the Philback family of dealerships, and Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's Special. Sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Bo Henricks. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is encouraging Wisconsinites to get vaccinated against respiratory illnesses this fall. An updated COVID-19 and new annual flu vaccine are available now to protect against COVID-19 and flu strains circulating this season. RSV vaccines are also available for people who are eligible, including most older adults and people who are pregnant. An RSVP antibody to protect infants from severe illness will be available October 1st. Currently in Wisconsin, COVID-19 activity is elevated statewide, especially in children younger than 5 years old and adults over the age of 65. Flu and RSV activity is low, but levels are expected to increase. The DHS recommends the following seasonal vaccines for flu, COVID-19, and RSV. The flu vaccine is recommended annually for anyone 6 months and older. This is especially important for those at highest risk of experiencing severe symptoms, including older adults, people with chronic health conditions, people who are pregnant, and young children. It is recommended everyone 6 months and older get the updated COVID-19 vaccine. The 2024-2025 vaccine is formulated to protect against currently circulating variants of COVID-19 and will protect people from the potentially serious outcomes of COVID-19 illness this fall and winter. A single dose of RSV vaccine is recommended for people who are age 60 or older who have not already received an RSV vaccine, especially people who are age 75 and older, people who are ages 60 to 74 who have certain chronic medical conditions like lung or heart disease, or who live in nursing homes or other long-term care facilities and are at increased risk of RSV. RSV vaccine is not currently an annual vaccine, meaning older adults do not need to get a dose every RSV season. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue reminds eligible Wisconsin property tax owners that the deadline to apply for the late lottery and gaming credit for their 2023 property tax bill is October 1st. Each year, qualifying Wisconsin taxpayers receive a lottery and gaming credit on their property tax bills. The lottery credit provides direct property tax relief and is displayed on tax bills as a reduction of property taxes due. Eligible property owners should check their 2023 property tax bills to ensure they have received the credit. If their December 2023 property tax bill did not show the credit, they can still file a claim online application, with DOR through the Lottery Credit Online Application Portal by October 1st. The 65th annual Gaze Mills Apple Festival concludes today. Activities are underway with a pancake breakfast until 11:30, the Lions Club Flea Market from 9 to 4, a horseshoe tournament at Log Cabin Park at 10, a mini carnival downtown from 10 to 4, the carnival from 10 to 5, and the Apple Fest Parade will step off this afternoon at 1:30. The River Valley Area Community Gardens is accepting pre-registration for 2025 garden plots. 10 by 10 plots rent for $20 a season. 10 by 20 plots are $40 for the season, and 20 by 20 plots are $60. The fee includes straw mulch, manure compost, organic fertilizer, water to each plot section, and hoses, as well as the use of a rototiller and other tools. Print registration forms are available in the info box at the gardens located in the 900 block of North Westmore Spring Green. Forms may also be requested by email at info@rvacg.org. You can also text 608-588-6040. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Menzies Phelps Manley and the Little Willow, along with his son Willard Manley, who is credited with naming Goose Creek. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to genealogytrails.com, Menzies Phelps Manley. In September 1852, he started for Richland County, Wisconsin, taking with him a load of goods for Dr. Sippy, who had immigrated to Richland County at that time. They were there a month on the road and brought 40 head of cattle with them. Soon after his arrival, he traded his team to I.P. Welton for 80 acres of land. This team consisted of two of the most beautiful dapple grays and were highly prized by Mr. Manley. In October of 1852, Mr. Manley engaged with James Capp in his sawmill as a sawyer. Soon after going to work, he injured his foot on the saw and was not able to resume until March of the following year. He worked in the mill for Mr. Capp until the spring of 1854, when he rented the mill and operated on his own for 1 year. In June of 1853, Mr. Manley, in company with one Daniel Benjamin and Addison Rance, they were from West Southard, and a man named Page, started out to look for land. Leaving Dr. Sippy's place, they followed up the Little Willow Creek to the headwaters, hence down Allwood Hollow, and camped for the night in the spot of Mr. McCorkle's flouring mill, where it now stands. During the afternoon, Wes Southard got lost. His companions remained up late at night, firing guns at intervals, keeping a bright fire to attract his attention. But finally, becoming discouraged with their efforts, they rolled up their blankets and went to sleep. The next morning, the lost was put into his appearance. He had chanced to find his way to Benjamin Smith's cabin. As it had been for others wandering before him, the old pioneer gladly gave him much-needed advice and sent him on his way rejoicing. Manley did not select land on this trip. He was favorably impressed with the Little Willow Valley. Both the lands of the Little Willow at that time were wet and swampy, but he conducted that by a little drainage they could become very tillable lands. Menzies Manley, his son Willard, a given credit for naming Goose Creek in Forest Township. Willard wrote the following for the Richland Democrat under the pen name Legit. That's spelled L-E-G-I-T. This is from Margaret Helen Scott's Place Names in Richland County. As the version on page 24 goes, there were a number of stories about the origin of Goose Creek. So many different ones that there was published but just one, which is believed to be the author of the folk tales. Two pioneer women became involved in a bitter quarrel over a goose, which both they claimed. The strife waxed and bittered until it was almost a hair-pulling affair. The creek, not named for the goose, but for the women who, as foolish, would fight over that goose. Listen next week for the history of Richland County covering 4-H corn, a contest in October 6th of 1904.
The Richland County Historical Society appreciates your support. It's been a great year with many new family, individual, and business members. Would you consider joining? For just $10 a year, individuals or families can be a member. Yearly memberships for businesses, just $20. A lifetime membership is available for just $100. Membership payments and donations can be sent to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. The Society hopes you're enjoying these weekly history moments.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Today is Sunday, September 29th. Pauline L. Stockton, age 101, died on September 23rd. A funeral service will be held this Monday at 11 at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Czechs National Cemetery, Yuba. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home on Monday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Pauline L. Stockton, age 101. Orville Fredenberg, 95 of Cottage Grove, died September 23rd. A funeral service will be held on Wednesday at 11 at Hope Lutheran Church in McFarland. The service may be live streamed at GundersonFH.com. Burial will be in the Hope Cottage Grove Cemetery. Friends may call at the Hope Lutheran Church on Wednesday, October 2nd, from 9 until the time of service at 11. Friends or memorials may be made to Hope Lutheran Church. Gunderson East Funeral and Cremation Care is assisting the family of Orville Fredenberg, 95 of Cottage Grove. Kevin Lee Freight Carley, 64 of Richland Center, died on Wednesday at home. Funeral services will be held this Wednesday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. A live stream of the service will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Tuesday from 4 until 7 and again on Wednesday from 11 until the time of service at noon. Kevin Lee, Freight Carley, 64 of Richland Center.
Hello friends, Mark Philback here from the Philback Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at Philback.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philback Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philback Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
This morning's birthdays and anniversaries are sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Well, we have a good handful of birthday and anniversary wishes to celebrate on this Sunday, September 29th. Happy birthday to the following people from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions: Jessica Ade, Corey Loffenberg, Melissa Thomas, Brittany Kinney, Brian Fuller, Aria Bombkamp, and Lucy Wilkinson. Happy birthday. Happy birthday from the Richland Center Lions to Erica Brunson, Tyler Schauer, Drew Misna, Colton Misna, Todd Jones, Jim Brock, and Casey Joe Niebuhr. Happy birthday to Judy Alvin and Jim Brock from the Bloom City Town Crier. Happy birthday to Jim Brock as well from Richland Center United Methodist Church. The Little Willow Birthday Club would like to wish Thomas J. Marquard, Judy Alvin, Lori Pliner, and Kathy Morris a happy birthday. Happy birthday to Uncle Butch and Aunt to Megan Anderson from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. Happy birthday to Richard Cairns today from Butch and Margaret. Birthday wishes going out today to Tyler Schauer from Lori and the Guys. Also, happy birthday to Megan Anderson from Lori and the Guys. Happy birthday wishes going out to Judy Alvin today from your friends in the Apple Shed. Have a wonderful day. Happy birthday as well to Richard Cairns today from your friends at Town and Country Presbyterian Church. Happy anniversary today to happy 33rd anniversary to Bill and Rita Olson from Janet and Arden. Happy anniversary on behalf of the Richland Center United Methodist Church to Chris and Stacy Alderman. Happy anniversary as well to Chris and Stacy Alderman today from the Bloom City Town Crier. Happy anniversary to Claire and Matt Seilar, Don and Rose Grokowski, Tom and Kathy Nondorf, and Tyler and Kate Biba from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions. To all of you celebrating your big day today, be it a birthday or an anniversary, we just hope it's a great one. From all of us here at WRCO and from the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be. WRCO Sports today is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Driftless Area Hunters Outlet LLC, 182 North Main, downtown Richland Center, has what you need to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. Visit dahuntersoutlet.com. Richland Family Prescription Center, service with a personal touch. New prescriptions and questions always welcome. Your family always comes first. And Rock Solid Forming on County X Blue River offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, concrete sealers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs.
It's been a busy weekend for sports in our area. On Saturday, in eight-player football, it was Highland defeating Waniwok Weston 56-7. Also Saturday, there was the Reedsburg Invitational, and taking place, it was River Valley in that event. 5,000 meters of varsity in men's saw River Valley coming in sixth with 175 points. In 23rd there, it was Jackson Thatcher with a time of 19:33.80. Also, in the women's 5,000 meters varsity, River Valley came in fifth with a 104. It was Brielle Grant of River Valley and Molly Mace in second and fourth, respectively. Also, coming in the men's, it was 37th to Bryce Ferguson of River Valley. Number 46th was Nate Hamilton of River Valley. Also from River Valley, Dylan Kane was in 70th. Isaac Limix came in 71st. And in 73rd, Bennett Woodhouse. For the women, in number 39th, it was Evelyn Tripolin. And Lucy Spahn came in 48th. It was Reagan Sackett coming in 59th for River Valley. Also, the Riverdale Harriers had a great day at the DeSoto Pirate Invitational on Saturday with all but one of the runners medaling for the meet. The race began with the junior high teams racing concurrently. For the girls team, Lexi Baumkam finished in first place with a time of 12:15. She was followed by Hadley Wilkinson in third, Rose Schramm in eighth, and Olivia Matthews in ninth. Clark Gilson finished in fourth place with a time of 11:43, followed by Mark Wilkie in 17th. Lakota Brewer led the boys' team to their fourth consecutive Pirate Nation Championship by winning the race in a time of 20:08. Next was Wyatt Schramm in fourth, Hunter Wilkinson in fifth, Carson Knight in sixth, and Caleb Schleyline in seventh, James Schramm in ninth. The high school girls finished the afternoon with a perfect score of 15, winning for the second year in a row, with each of the girls finishing in the top 10. Mallory Meese finished in second place with a time of 25:23, followed by Melanie Williamson in third, Kaylee Carter in fifth, Megan Cruel in ninth, and Riley Leith in 10th. Next action for the Chieftains will be in River Ridge Invitational on Tuesday, October 8th, with a 4 o'clock start time. It was a rough game this Saturday as USC defeated the Badger men's football team by a score of 38-21. The New York Mets also fell to the Brewers yesterday as the Brewers held them scoreless in a 6-0 win. The two teams will go head-to-head again today with a 1:40 pregame time on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7. The Packers return to action and return home. And even more, we'll probably get to see the return of Packer quarterback Jordan Love, who's expected to play today. 10 o'clock pregame time, noon kickoff. You can hear that game right here on WRCO FM 100.9. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Hendricks.
Tri-County Building Supply in Spring Green has proudly served local communities since 2013 with daily deliveries throughout the entire area, including Richland Center. Tri-County Building Supply is locally owned and operated. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company lives and works here and cares about the same things you do. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company. Call Tony or Dana at 647-2972 for a free quote. And Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Richland Center, provides service you can trust. Services as close as calling 649-4488. WRCO.
When all things Lord, unto me.
Saved us all. them to his blood. See from his head, his hands, his feet.
Our God. voice will sing.